Buying goods in Hawaii can be expensive, and it's not just that the great majority of what we purchase is shipped here. It's how it has to be shipped here, according to the opponents of the Jones Act. In recent months, the Jones Act has come under scrutiny. In January, Customs and Border Protection issued a set of proposed modifications to how they'll interpret and enforce the Jones Act. The public comment period closed the end of April, and a decision is forthcoming, though at the moment, there's no specified date. To better understand the Jones Act, we asked Mike Hansen, a former Hawaii ship agency owner, now a part-time commercial shipbroker and consultant, for a history lesson.
Jones Act is a domestic shipping law that's generically known worldwide as maritime cabotage. The maritime cabotage system in the United States, it's a protectionist system that insulates the U.S. domestic maritime industry from any foreign competition. This includes not only in terms of the operation of U.S. flag ships or vessels, but also in terms of the construction. Between China, South Korea, and Japan, they build 90% of the large seagoing ships in the world. And we simply don't have access to the latest designs and the most efficient construction. The U.S. was very competitive in ship construction until the U.S. Civil War, when ships were made of wood and propulsion was by sail. After the Civil War, in the middle of the 19th century, the shipping industry transitioned to iron ships and steam propulsion, and the United States fell behind and never caught up.
Which kind of is the place where we are right now.
Right.
So how is it then that with the way we transport goods, large goods, it's a very different marketplace than it was back then?
Exactly. Yeah.
How do we now look at competing?
Well, in addition to that, shipping is the only mode of transportation that requires that the vessel or the motive means be constructed and manufactured in the United States. For example, in the airline business, they use Airbuses.
Made in France.
Right. In the trucking industry, you see Isuzus and all kinds of trucks on the road. Same is true for passenger buses. And what's happened is that as construction costs have continued to escalate, especially in the deep sea shipping sector, the defenders of the protectionist system, what we know as the Jones Act or maritime cabotage, have gone to the national security defense. We must maintain the shipbuilding industrial base by having this protectionist law in place. In fact, it is an absolute barrier or bar to the importation of any foreign-built vessel into U.S. domestic commerce. Nothing else exists that is this absolute in terms of its application.
Knowing that, also knowing that the way in which we ship things now, large items, largely have to be by sea.
Yeah, there's an interesting study that was done in the mid-1990s by the Hawaii State Department of Economic Development, and they found that 98.9% of the imported merchandise to Hawaii arrives by sea. And a similar study was done in the mid-2000s by the New Zealand government, and they came up with largely the same result.
Which makes the point, again, that it's in our interest to be looking at this because it's adding substantially to our costs by having it arrive only by American vessels. So what happens now, as this has been such a long-standing issue?
This whole argument actually goes back to 1900. In 1900, the passage of the Organic Act for the territory of Hawaii imposed what was known at the time as the coastwise laws of the United States, which is essentially the maritime cabotage regime of the United States on the territory of Hawaii. And in the beginning of World War I, when the government requisitioned the steamships, Prince Jonokuhio Kalaniʻiole, as a representative in the Congress, actually applied for a waiver so that we could use foreign flagships between here and the West Coast. And in fact, we had one governor testified in 1919 before a committee of Senator Jones against the proposed legislation that would become the Merchant Marine Act of 1920.
So here we are. We're still stuck with it. And so the point being that as the world has continued to change, and maybe some of what we've just talked about in terms of prophesying of how the escalating costs would be our undoing seems to have come true.
Oh, yeah.
Where do we go from this point forward when clearly if we're going to have more good ship, we're going to have more ships. And if we're being bound by those ships only being constructed in the United States, and we don't have the same level of construction ability as in other places in the world, we're going to continue to fall behind. What do we do?
The costs are going to increase. The solution that we're proposing at the Hawaii Shippers Council is that the non-contiguous trades of the United States be exempted from the build requirements. That would materially increase the level of competition in the non-contiguous trades. It would substantially lower the capital requirements. The very high cost of building in the United States is essentially what the economists call a barrier to entry. Most firms in the world would not consider buying assets that cost five times what the actual price in the world market is for those items.
So, Mike, what do you think the chances are of the Jones Act being either amended or done away with altogether?
It's highly unlikely the Jones Act, I mean, when you say the Jones Act, basically the maritime cabotage, it's very extensive in terms of the legislation.
So people who talk about we have to do away with the Jones Act, really, they're talking about very specific parts of it, and that's the part that really needs to be amended.
Lots of times they don't have no idea what they're talking about. But, I mean, it's a catchphrase, you know, for lots of different things. And people mean all kinds of different things by it. So it's difficult to know exactly what people mean when they say that. One way of expressing it is to say Jones Act cabotage, which gives them a kind of an idea what it might be. But there's, in terms of the build issue, if the non-contiguous jurisdictions could be exempted from the build requirement of the maritime cabotage system of the United States, that would go a long ways to reducing the barriers to entry, reducing the capital requirements, lowering the cost of operating the ships in these trades, and we believe it would bring operational reform to the ship owners as well, because once competition or the level of competition increases, that will force them to become more efficient.
Do you have any sense that the federal government has the stomach for this to allow us to have these waivers would be, as they would see it, in their best interest?
The issue that we're all going to be facing is that there's a very limited number of shipyards that are building large seagoing self-propelled vessels. There's a total of seven at the present time. Four build only naval vessels, two build only commercial ships, and one builds both. The two that build just commercial ships, after we finish the construction boom that's occurring right now in the Jones Act industry, it looks like they will be left with very little work and may go out of business. And at that point, there's going to be very little recourse other than to obtain these ships from foreign sources.
Which seems to say that until it gets as difficult as you've just projected it will, we likely won't see anything happen.
I think the next 5 years will be a telling moment. In addition to just exempting the non-contiguous trades from the build requirement of the Jones Act, there's also the approach that U.S. Senator John McCain has taken. He introduced in 2010 a standalone bill known as Open America's Waters. And that basically eliminated, or would have eliminated, all the U.S. build requirements from all trades and all sizes of vessels. But whether that could ever pass, it's hard to say.
Not exactly a very optimistic perspective, but I thank you very much for coming in and talking to me.
Thank you.
Mike Hansen is a commercial shipbroker and a consultant. He ran his Honolulu ship agency from the late 1970s through the 1990s. He was also involved in ship chartering and founded a container shipping company that operated a direct liner service from Honolulu to the South Pacific. A decision about the proposed changes to the Jones Act is forthcoming, though at the moment there is no specified date.